Time for our weekly chat with Flo Tesh. She is your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Catch her work for KEZI Sports on the Tube, channel 709 on your Comcast Xfinity system. Online, KEZI.com. Follow along on Twitter, the handle, at Kristen E. Rogers. Kristen, how are you on this final Friday of July?
I am great, but wow, it's final Friday of July. August is like sneaking up real quick.
Yeah, it is. And with it comes that sport that people around here rather fond of. I want to get to the never-ending KR resume. We've now discovered beyond your work as a sports journalist and a food blogger and a recording artist and now adorning the cover of a magazine. So I saw on Twitter you gave me quite the laugh. You expressed your passion for Shark Week, and you tweeted out a picture from 2009, you and a partner decked out in scuba gear underwater on a cover of a magazine. What the heck was that?
Yeah, Steve, going into my junior year of high school, I interned with a foundation called Sea Save. They're actually the foundation that paired up with Discovery Channel and Shark Week this year. Basically, they're an ocean conservation group. They do a lot of amazing work. They're based out of Los Angeles. And, our mentor and our advisor who was taking us along snapped some photos and just happened to be on the cover of Alert Diver magazine, which if anyone is a scuba diver out there, they know that it's the magazine that you get, like, free monthly. So not a whole lot of credits, not like the cover of Vogue. But, I've been diving my entire life. I've been diving for literally half of my life now. It's something that I love. Sharks are by far my favorite animal, so just wanted to give people a laugh, but also in that infographic I sent out, just give people an understanding that sharks aren't scary creatures or something to be intimidated of, but something that we need to protect.
Yeah, that's because you weren't 14 years old when Jaws came out. It's easy to say for you now.
I've never seen Jaws, Steve. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
my parents think I'm going to be terrified of sharks if I ever watch any movie like that, but I keep those DVDs hidden.
All right. Well, I was thinking of changing your nickname from Flo Tesh to Sharky Snack, but on a more prevalent note, a pretty intense article was released by the New York Times, a study on CTE, this frightening impact on players, the overwhelming evidence, especially of what it revealed about NFL players. So let's hit fast forward to a time when you might be a mom with a son, and he expresses a desire to play tackle football, knowing what you know. How would you handle that?
You know, I think I would still have them play football. You know, there have been studies that say that actually the most dangerous or the sport in high school where kids get the most concussions is in women's soccer, I believe. So, you know, it's no matter what sport you're in, there's always going to be, you know, some sort of, injuries, or there's something that's going to happen. You know, I think, I know besides just the NFL, but youth football leagues are doing a lot now to teach safer ways to tackle and teach, you know, the proper skills earlier on. So I think it's just one of those things that while it is very alarming to see, you know, 110 out of 111 NFL athletes all had CTE, and that includes, you know, place kickers and punters, and, you know, that's
sure
worrisome to say the least, but, you know, I think every sport, any contact sport that you play, that's always going to be something in the back of your mind. And I feel like if you take the proper precautions and you monitor it, I feel like that's something to keep an eye on. But, you know, it's a great sport. You can't say no to that.
All right. Good take. Continue with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. Of course, Pac-12 Media Days just ended. Last week we talked about the decision by Willie Taggart to cut Darren Carrington. He lands at Utah, and they've got this core values plaque at their facility that says, no Deweys, no drugs, two of the reasons DC's not here. So what do you make of this decision by Kyle Whittingham? Is there an element of hypocrisy here, second chances? What's your take on this?
I mean, I know a lot of people on Twitter, fans, have voiced the idea that it's, you know, very, you know, Kyle Whittingham looks like a hypocrite at this point because that core values poster and that sign has been tweeted so many times in this past week. when Kyle spoke yesterday at Pac-12 Media Days, I know that something he brought up was the fact that, you know, he is bringing in Darren because he thinks and believes that Darren knows that he did something wrong and knows that he wants to move on from it. You know, I think that obviously Darren's had some off-field issues in the past, you know, from being banned from the, or, you know, having to sit out the national championship game. You know, there were allegations that he, you know, may have broken a man's arm in November. You know, there have been kind of strike one, strike two. And, you know, just as someone who, you know, wants human beings to succeed, you have to want him to have realized that what he did was wrong and make the necessary corrections moving forward.
All righty, let's get back to the Ducks, who are obviously with the Beavs prepping for the season. But we'd be remiss, obviously you're an avid golfer, fellow fan of the game. I want to get to Sunday, final round of the British Open. Jordan Spieth, that magical bogey from I think somewhere in Scotland on number 13. Just a steely finish, chance to become the youngest ever to complete the career Grand Slam. What did you make? I know you were watching of how this guy just went Terminator on the field down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Steve, we talked about this last Friday, how I had Ricky Fowler as my pick, and obviously I was wrong. but I think that, you know, overlooking Jordan Spieth going into the Open might have been, you know, my biggest, you know, flaw, you know. Jordan had a really rough Masters, and I think that, excuse me, U.S. Open, and I think that, you know, there was no way he wasn't going to bounce back because he is so talented. And I think when you look at Jordan, two of his best qualities are, one, being able to scramble, as we saw in the 13th, and two, keeping his mental composure, because I know myself, if I have, you know, the fact that he was able to, you know, scramble for bogey on 13, I mean, I would have shot at least a 10 and would have been, you know, just bummed out the rest of my round and not, you know, not playing great golf. And he's able to go birdie, eagle, birdie. I mean, he was something else. That's the only way to put it. He is a phenomenal golfer, and yeah, it was all him.
Yep, and now he flirts with history. We continue with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. So Oregon State is already practicing. You were in Corvallis. A big storyline, the ex-Duck, Thomas Tyner, wearing number 4. So what did he tell you about, you know, this experience, maybe some of the hardest things about returning to college football and, you know, what his goals are?
Yeah, you know, he said that the hardest thing about coming back to football was, quote, losing the fishing weight. Apparently, he spent a lot of time on some rivers during his time away from field. But, no, I mean, you know, I asked him why. That was my first question to him, was why come back to football now? And he said that he didn't want to live his life with what ifs. And he regrets the way that he left Oregon medically retiring. And he wanted to end his collegiate career on a positive note. You know, he said in other interviews before that he's always wanted to be a Beaver. You know, I'm pretty sure his girlfriend goes to Oregon State, so he has ties to OSU. And, you know, at this point, I asked him if this was going to kind of be like a one-off thing or what he wants to do with football in the future, and he told me he still wants to play in the NFL. So, you know, this is kind of a full rejuvenation of Thomas Tyner at another school. And, you know, obviously having a guy like Ryan Nall there too, Oregon State is going to be dangerous on the ground this season. Yeah, it's really cool to see, and for him to have this second chance moving forward in not even NCAA football, not even Pac-12 football, but literally the state of Oregon football.
By the way, I love the Twitter quote, "Hello, football, my old friend," a little old school Simon and Garfunkel. But year 3 under Gary Anderson, first year, 0 for the Pac-12, better last year, won the Civil War. Historically, a new coach will see big improvement year 3. So as far as Coach Anderson, what did he have to say maybe about what he likes about these Beavs, be it they're more wise or having his system begin to take root?
Yeah, well, Steve, I mean, I think we also need to look at the math here, because if the trend continues, he had 2 years, year one, 2 wins, year one, 4 wins year 2, so that means 6 wins this year, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so you know, it's been since 2013 that Oregon State has been able to make a bowl. They obviously have a lot of veterans this year, which is the first time under Gary Anderson that they've had experienced guys. Obviously, there's still questions when you look at the quarterback position. You know, they're a little thin at wide receiver now, but You know, they're definitely making strides. I know defense is going to be a big area of development for them this year, but like I said, the fact that you have these guys in the system for their second, third year, they're able to make changes, and I think it's going to be for the best this season.
Let's get to a quick thought on Duck football, which doesn't start till Sunday. Justin Herbert, Troy Dye at the Pac-12 Media Day in L.A. And, you know, Justin got thrown a bit to the wolves as a freshman. All the theories about any competition have been squelched. He's the guy. What have you heard or seen that shows maybe he's matured and he'll be more of a willing vocal leader because it's his offense?
I mean, I if you want to talk about him being more willing and more vocal, he went to Pac-12 Media Days. I mean, this is a guy that love Justin, have to respect his game, but this is a guy when I did a sit-down interview with him, which for me can last from 15 minutes to 20 minutes to sometimes half hour, 45, that was 5 minutes in total. I mean, I had about 16 questions thrown his way, all with one-word answers.
Wow.
This was going into the Civil War this past season. And I mean, I joke about this, but I think it just shows his growth as a vocal leader. You know, in spring ball, he was very open that Willie Taggart gave him the challenge that he had to say something after every single play, whether that's a correction, whether that was a, hey, good job, or, hey, let's work on this next time. He had to be vocal, and I think that's starting to work, and you're seeing him be open. And, yes, he's not, you know, at Pac-12 Media Days, he wasn't, as what it seems from on TV, he wasn't as telegenic, I would say, as, say, Troy Dye, who loves being in the spotlight, but, you know, he's improving, and we're definitely seeing that little bit of vocal improvement more than anything.
All right, and finally, our typical wrap, a weekend is upon us, July winding down. What can we expect to see from KR, Mike, and the KEZI sports crew the next few days?
Yeah, I'm actually headed back up to Corvallis later tonight, have a chance to talk with some of the Beavers before they head off to Bend. They're doing their second annual, I guess we can call it annual now, but their second straight trip to Bend, so I'm going to have a chance to talk with Kevin McGibbon, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, Jordan Billiman, and the guy that looks like leading the competition, maybe Jake Luton. You know, there's a lot of questions, like I said, at quarterback for the Beavers, so we'll try to figure that out, and then I'll be over at Saturday Night Live for the Ducks tomorrow. That's the recruiting showcase. Figure out what's going on over there, and then Media Day on Sunday, so it's our first weekend with football back.
Yep, it's awesome. And we always appreciate your time. I will actually see you on Sunday, Channel 709, KEZI Sports, KEZI.com, on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, always fun catching up. Have a great weekend.
You too, Steve.
All right, bye.